Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. Don Lemon is brought to you by the 2015 Toyota Corolla. Stylish, innovative, and leaps ahead of the game, just like you. The Toyota Corolla. Let's elevate the moment. Toyota, let's go places. From New York, up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
And I'm only carrying a very small amount that will not get me in trouble. Because I'm in New York. I mean, come on.
Up in Harlem.
Up in Harlem.
Is there a parade today for less than 25 grand?
There's going to be some skinny.
Right on Frederick Douglass Boulevard.
There's going to be some skinny pot dealers. They're going to be going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. As long as you don't carry a lot. All right, let's talk about this. I could just end this real quick, but because the dreaded N-word reared its ugly head again. This time it's the NFL. They're trying to ban the use of the word on the football field. The punishment ranges from a minimum of a 15-yard penalty to a multi-$1,000 fine. The word has no doubt been used in the league for years, but it came to a head last year when several players, white and black, were caught using it on and off the field. Add to all the attention the NFL received because of Ray Rice, because of Adrian Peterson, Aaron Hernandez, Richie Incognito, the league is now more than ever determined to clean up its act and its public relations. The policy started at the beginning of this season. 49ers QB Colin Kaepernick was the first to be fined $11,000 for allegedly calling an opposing player the N-word. He denies it. He's appealing. Colin Kaepernick is black, as many of the players who have used the word who stand to be penalized for using it in the future. Now, that's the biggest problem with the NFL that they face in implementing the policy. The people who use the word the most in the league are black players calling each other N-ers or N-us. The people who will most likely be calling for the penalties and the fines are white. Many black players and black commentators are not comfortable with that. So my commentary will be condensed this morning because that right there sums up everything that I have been saying for a long time about the proliferation of that word. Use it at your own peril. Some people will make money on the word by lulling other people into thinking it's okay to use it. And some people will lose money by buying into it. A lot of them, apparently, black professional football players. I'm not the word police. It's your business. I'm tired of debating it. I don't care to talk about it anymore, but I'm sure because of what I do, I'm going to have to. But can I just say this? I told you so.
All right, Don.